Thank you for joining us at the City Light International Assembly. We're a church committed to raising lights and maximizing lives. This is a special ministration by Pastor Lan and Juwala. It is our prayer that you be richly blessed. And now the word.
Amen. Hallelujah. So are we ready for God's word this morning? Okay, so let's do it quickly. Today, I want to continue on what I titled A Realm Beyond the Physical. Those of you that were around last week or that you watched it online last week, I started it. A Realm Beyond the Physical. Everybody say a realm beyond the physical. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. A realm beyond the physical. This is the year of the supernatural. And this month, I'm focusing on the supernatural world. The supernatural world. That's our theme for this month. The supernatural world. Everybody say the supernatural world. For some of you, it's an introduction to a new world. For some other people, it's just a reminder. You know, for some people, it's just more enlightenment. On this other world that exists simultaneously with this world that we are in. So let's look at it. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms or the heavenly places in Christ. So there are places. Everybody say there are places. There is a place called Chicago. There's a place called America, a place called Africa. There's a place called, or there are places. There are some places. Or how do you want to say? However you want to say it, called the heavenly places. Everybody say heavenly places. Now, the word places there, or heavenly places combined together, you will see some translation, they call it the heavenly realms. Everybody say realms. The heavenly realms. So, or some people call it the heavenly dimension. The heavenly dimensions. The heavenly dimensions. The heavenly realms. The heavenly places. Heavenly places. So really, the heavenly places is speaking about some dimensions of existence that coexist simultaneously with this physical realm, but that is beyond it. Are you following? In other words, right now, as we are focused on the physical and we can see all this, there is another realm that is simultaneously in existence right here where we are, in this same place where we are. But it's in a different realm. It's in a different realm. It's in a different dimension. You know, in science, physicists, they're trying to find out what they call the theory of everything. It's the holy grail of physics. Whoever finds it will probably be one of the greatest physicists that ever live. They've been searching for it forever, since Einstein and all these people. They're trying to find the theory of everything. In other words, it seems that the whole universe, there can be one theory that explains everything. In other words, you're able to bring all these other theories, theory of relativity and all that, bring it together and be able to understand, what is behind everything. Now, one of the theories that is currently being propounded is what is called the string theory. The string theory. If you ever read theoretical physics, which I know most of you don't, amen. So, but if you read theoretical physics, you read a lot about string theory. And one of the things in string theory is the concept of multiverses. Multiverse. In other words, instead of a universe, one or multiverses of several universes, that are existing in different dimensions. Hallelujah. Which I think somehow, it might not be everything they see, but it's moving closer to the fact that there are realms of existence. Someone say there are realms of existence. There are different realms of existence. There's this realm that we are in and we are very conscious of and all that. But there's another one where you have other beings like angels, demons and all that. Those, what do you call it? You know, you have what we call spiritual beings. They are basic, they're simply beings, you know, but they operate in another realm. And right now, they are in operation. Angels, demons, and all that, they're operational. They are working, they are doing that. Things are going on. Transactions are going on in there. Things are, all those things are going on simultaneously with this realm. The realm of God, you know, all those. So there are realms of existence. And even in those realms, as you can see, even in that realm of existence, there are categories there. Because it says heavenly places or realms. But the great thing there that this verse tells us that it is in this realm that all your blessings are located. It is in this realm that all your blessings. Everybody say, it is in this realm that all my blessings are located. If I tell you today, I tell you, you know what? There's a place called, I'm just trying to use anything, any word, any place. There's a place called Dar es Salaam, right, in Tanzania. And somebody deposited $10 million for you there. It is yours. Now, this is not a scam. I bring the, what do you call it, the proof. I show you your name on it, the deposit and all that. You call the bank there and they say it belongs to you. I can assure you that even if you don't have the money, you borrow the money to get to Tanzania within the next few days. Isn't that true? I will do that. Amen. I will go there. Or, in case it is deposited in a place that I cannot get to, I will try to find out how do you do wire transfers. Isn't that true? Into my what? My account in this place. You know, I'm going to try and find everything possible to access it. Isn't that true? Now, the Bible is telling us that there is a realm which consists of many realms, so heavenly places. There, everything that you will ever need for life and eternity, every conceivable dream of yours, the wildest dream you have, those things in their spiritual form, in other words, in the substance, like I taught last week, used in that realm, those things are deposited there for you, waiting only for your access and use. If you truly believe that, you begin to find out more about that world and how to work in it and how to initiate transfers into this realm that we temporarily are. Let me tell you, we are part of that realm, but we are here on a journey temporarily. And when we are done with this journey, we're going to go back to that realm. But while you are here in this journey on the earth, all that you need for the journey for the earth was deposited there, and there is a way to transfer those things so that you use it here and then you go back into that realm later when you are done. Are you following? So it is that realm that we call the supernatural realm, but to God it is the natural. Isn't that true? We call it the supernatural because we feel that it's high above this realm. Yeah, it has some things. I mean, it is a place of unlimited abundance and all the, you know, so we call it supernatural. But to God, it's just a normal realm. But you know, the intention of God is that the supernatural, what we call the supernatural, that was his intention from the very beginning, that what we call the supernatural should be, we're supposed to be the natural for us too. Isn't that true? In other words, what we call the super now, the reason why it became super is because we fell from the super into what? The natural. And it happened. It happened when Adam and Eve sinned. And the statement, let me tell you, the statement that the Bible chooses to tell us about it was that, and their eyes were opened, and they saw that they were naked. That was the day when the physical began to gain ascendancy over the spiritual sight that man had. The moment Adam opened and saw that he was naked, that was the day he became more aware of this realm, this limited realm. Before then, he was aware of that other realm. Fellowshipping with God. Learning from God how to tap resources. I can tell you that if Adam had stayed in that realm and had not gone into the realm, probably in just a few years, they would have discovered electricity, all these things that we're discovering right now or whatever. God, because God was teaching him. That's what the Sabbath was about. When God came to fellowship with him, to teach him more about all this stuff and show him, I created you, are my son, you look like me, you are exactly like me. A dog gives back to a dog. A dog cannot give back to a cat. Amen? So if Adam is the son of God, then he must be what? He must have the nature of God. Isn't that true? So he was trying to teach him to walk in it. But Adam, because of the disobedience, fell from that realm. And his eyes were open. And when his eyes were open, he began to perceive his needs. Before, it wasn't that Adam, Adam did not have what they call it, you know, what you call naked. You get what I'm saying? But he did not perceive the lack of it. Instead, he perceived the abundance that was in the other world. And so, the glory of God covered him. The glory of God covered them. Everything, he had all that he needed. But the moment his eyes became open to this natural realm, in that sense, from that moment forward, Adam became bound to this realm. Adam began to trust his senses more than the senses for the other world. You know, that was the senses for this world, sense of hearing, sight, and all that became more pronounced. So Adam began to focus more, and man, and we his descendant, we began to focus more on what we can see. So that is why many people live based on the limited things that they can see. We live on the limited things that we can see. Last week I convinced you, I said, if you place trust in your eyes and your physical senses, you are placing your trust in something that is limited. Even animals are better. Animals can hear things you can't hear. Animals can see things you can't see. Thermometer can sense what you can't sense. Machines are better at sensing some of those things. There's a realm of sight. And then after that realm of sight and below it, you can't see again. For example, I said red, you know, you see red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. That's what you see all around you. But go beyond violet, ultraviolet, you can't see. Go below red, infrared, you cannot see. And down to x-rays, radio waves, and all that. You can't see it anymore. You can't perceive it. You have to use a machine. So that's how limited our physical eyes are. What about your hearing? Dogs can hear things that we can't hear. Amen. So it's limited. So why do we want to depend on our limited senses? But you know what? We have another sense. Somebody say we have another sense. You know that was because we were born in that realm, that supernatural realm. We have the ability to relate in that realm. It's just that ability has been innate, unused, untapped, unrecognized. And that's why we find ourselves just walking in this realm. But by God's grace, this year, your supernatural ability will be awakened by the Spirit of God. Somebody say after me, say my supernatural ability and senses will be awoken by God, by the Spirit of God, to be able to see into the realm where my blessings are, where my empowerment is. You see, I have come to this conclusion. Pay attention to me. And when I say this, I need you to listen attentively. I have come to the conclusion from the Word of God personally that everything that I need to have or need to do is already been deposited. All I need to do is to know how to transfer it into this realm. And there's a process for transference, which is what you know we need to learn. Everything. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, His divine power has given to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Everything has given, not will give, has given to us everything that pertains to what? Life and godliness. 2 Peter 1 verse 3. Everything that pertains to life and godliness has been given to us already. We are possessors. We have. Hallelujah. He has given to us everything. We have. Your future is not, God is not just about to determine it. Amen. God has blessed you with all you need to succeed. Everybody lift your prayer right hand and say with me, say, God has blessed me
with everything I need to succeed, to fulfill my calling, my destiny on this earth. Everything from physical to spiritual. Money, materials, houses, connections, they've been supplied. But they are just not in this realm. They are in a currency that I must convert to the ones, to the one that we used in this place. If you don't understand that God doesn't spend dollars, when you pray for dollars, you'll be expecting dollars. No. When you ask your brother who lives in, okay, let me say, maybe most of you don't ask your brother. Everybody asks you for money, isn't that? So when your brother or your sister that lives in, somewhere, Africa, Mexico, whatever, ask you for money, say, I need some money. What do you send? You send them the currency we use, isn't that true? Is that not what you do? Western Union money transfer. For some of you, you just send it there, then what happens? The guy takes that money, and what does he do? He now translates it into what? The equivalent of what he's using, whatever nation that you transferred it to. Isn't that true? When you also pray to God, God does not answer with dollars. God answers with the currency that they use in that place. Did you get what I'm saying? God answers. That's why the thing you've been praying for, you received the answer, but you did not know that you received the answer. Did you get what I'm saying? You did not know. You say, God, I need a house. And instantly God answers. And he answers with a spiritual substance. And what are those spiritual substance? The first thing, the first of those spiritual substance is idea. Everybody say idea. Did you get what I'm saying? A vision. A plan. Are you following? And so the plan comes and the idea comes. Oh, God! I said I need a house! I said I need a house! And God answers you again and gives you what? An idea. The idea comes as a little seed in your heart that says, take this step. And when you take that step, then more ideas will come, and more ideas will come that will eventually lead you to the house. But you were waiting for the house to drop on you. The house doesn't drop. People will be dying all over the place if houses drop from heaven. They're just going and driving your car, and the house I've been praying for just lands on your car. It doesn't happen that way. Ideas, concept, insight, energy, favor, anointing, motivation. That is how God answers prayers. Instructions. That's how he answers prayer, because that is what they deal with in that realm. Revelation is what he deals with. The answer to your prayer is going to come as an answer. It's going to come as a word, as an instruction, as a revelation, as an idea, something that you need to go and do. It's not going to come as money. Isn't it? So if you don't understand, you're waiting for money. I have learned so much. Of course, you learn after 20 years of practicing something, you learn some things. You learn how it doesn't work. When you were waiting for money, and the money don't show up, and all that came is, go out and do something. And then while you are doing that, you now discover that I actually found that thing done. You begin to learn over time. When you begin to know that God doesn't deal with money. If God rains money down from heaven, he'll be a counterfeiter, and they will arrest him. FBI. So what he will do, he will give you the equivalent that you need to now convert. That's the way he operates. Ideas, concepts, and insights. That's how it works. So since I understood that the currency in that place, in that supernatural world we're talking about, where all abundance and all the blessing, the currency is not physical. I pay more attention to the transfers that come to me from that realm in terms of ideas every day. Now, let me give you an example. How many of you will pay attention? You will pay more attention if you hear, you get a notice that somebody sent Western Union to you. You know you pay attention, right? If you start receiving Western Union from a particular place constantly, won't you pay attention? Right? or let's say quick pay. Yes, quick pay. I'm not being used to yes, quick pay here. So you discover you are getting quick pay constantly, and you understand, you know quick pay, right? Because it's the money that we use there, right? You're constantly getting the notification that, oh, I have quick pay. You know, you start paying attention to it, isn't that true? Yeah. The same way, when you understand that the ideas that God gives you and the instruction He gives you are more valuable than the money, more valuable than gold, you start paying more attention every day. The next time you receive one, what do you do? You accept it. Isn't that true? Or PayPal, what do? You accept it. Isn't that true? You accept it, and then you start making a plan. You start acting like it. So that is why, for every one of you this year, there's one, especially as we begin the fast, there's one discipline that I want to introduce to you. You know, I can't make you. You guys are adults. You know, I can't make you do it. But let me introduce it to you. It is this simple habit of writing things down. Write it down. Right now, write it down. One simple habit that will change your life forever. Simple, very simple. Writing things what? Down. Writing things what? Down. Writing, it's very simple. Write things down. Go to bed with a notepad by your bedside. Or your iPad by your bedside, or your Samsung. Amen. By what?
Your bedside.
Don't put your Windows, whatever there. Just put. By your bedside. That one will disturb you. Virus. I'm just joking. Anyway. By your bedside. So when you wake up in the morning, or when you wake up in the night, calm down. Because in the night, downloads take place from the heavenly realm to this realm. Many people don't know, when you shut down your physical computer, your spiritual computer goes into that realm. That's why you dream, and you know, you find yourself, you know, with drywall. I'm just joking. You dream. Because you are, you know, your spirit is active and going, that your mind, everything is jumbled. And then when you wake up in the morning, or when you wake up, you just wake up in the night, it downloads things from that realm to you. But many times, you are too unaware, you are too active too early, you don't know that that's when the currency from that place is coming, so you just find out that you miss it. And some of you, you receive it, but because you don't write it down, whatever you don't write down does not become dynamic. Whatever you don't write down will be forgotten. Whatever you don't write down will never come to life. Even God had to write His ideas down in a book called the Bible. So if you can't write, get people to write it for you. That simple habit of writing things down. There's some things that I do now. I wrote them down many years ago. It was just a download. And every day, I write things down. This morning, I wrote things down. Once I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is, what is being downloaded right now? I just focus on what is being downloaded right now. Okay. Any impression or whatever that I have, I start doing what? Writing it down. I've received sermons that way. Directions on what to do, answers to problems, you know, solutions to things that I've been thinking about, I've received it that way. Instruction for people, things about people's lives, things about the things I'm called to do. In the same way, the things you are called to do, whether it's your business, your family, your children, you will receive instructions from God that way, from that realm, that way. When you learn to expect from that realm and learn to write down what you get from that realm. How many of you are going to start practicing that? Just a simple thing. Will you start practicing it? Hallelujah. So let me end today by just showing you some people who learned, just three people or so, who learned to tap into the resources from that realm and brought it into this realm. Just some examples of tapping into resources from that realm and into this realm from the Bible. So, the first one, let's look at Elijah and the widow. First King, let's do it very fast. First Kings 7:7-17. Quickly, let's just go through it quickly. First Kings chapter 7. You know, we're talking about the supernatural this year. So get ready for to throughout the rest of you. We're going to talk about this supernatural. The super. And we're going to not just talk about it. You're going to experience it. Amen. First Kings chapter 17 verse 7. First Kings 17 from verse 7. Alright. So. Okay. So it said it happened after a while.
while the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. So Elijah was being fed by the brook, and then it dried up. You know, sometimes you just discover that a place where provision comes, you just find out that it's not coming from that place anymore. Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes a job that has been providing for you, or somebody or whatever, you just find out that it doesn't work anymore. Amen. You need to pay attention to God and say, okay, God, what are you speaking to me at this time? Then the word of the Lord. So he listened to the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord said, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I've commanded a widow there to provide for you. A widow of all. Sometimes God's provision for you are in unexpected places. They're what? Unexpected. The places that you look to and say, this one. No. How can God use a widow when a widow is supposed to signify somebody who needs, who is in want. But God says, a widow I'm going to use to provide for you. So for some of you, you've been praying for some things. Where you're expecting it to come from is not where it's going to come from. It's going to come from unexpected sources. Somebody say amen. Say unexpected channels of supernatural provisions are mine this year in the name of Jesus. You thought it was going to be the job, but God gave you a breakthrough in a business. Amen. You thought this was what I was going to, but it came in another way. Unexpected ways. And he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. So how did God spoke to Elijah? That's how God gives us instruction from that realm. Instructions. What you should do is the currency of heaven. Somebody say, what I should do is the currency of heaven. Elijah needed food. God did not send food from heaven, did he? What did God send? What did he send? Instructions. Idea, instruction. And it went down. So you act on the instruction you receive. You can receive. If you don't act, it won't happen. If you are stayed by the brook and did not act, it won't happen. So he acted on the instruction. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And he said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I'm gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. So listen, God sent the prophet to somebody who was at her last meal. And God said, that widow is the one, that person who has a last meal is the one that is going to feed you throughout the years of famine. That's sometimes God's instruction, but most of the time they look stupid and foolish. When you receive foolish instructions like that to do foolish things like that, and you know it's from God, you better go and act on it, because it's those foolish instructions that brings the greatest manifestations. How can a widow who can sustain herself sustain another man of God? Why? Because, pay attention, because there is another realm of supplies. Somebody say amen. Oh, I need somebody to get excited in this place. Somebody say, there's another realm where supplies come from. So that when it is limited in this area, once you have acted on the download, the instruction, like Elijah did, you key into that realm. And when that realm begins to supply, the limited natural, the limited things you see in the natural will just become unlimited. So what did she? So she too, she needed a miracle, right? You see, sometimes you think you need a miracle, but you don't know that you are a miracle. No, you're not getting it. You know, you think, I'm so needy and all that, but you are a miracle for somebody else. I'm saying there are people in this place right now who are still struggling to earn $100 a week, but really there are billions of dollars that are for you, for people in this city and beyond this city. Amen. You think right now, I don't have anything, I don't have that, but really God's plan for you is to sustain those who need sustenance. So many times people, God, give me a miracle, but you don't know that really in that thing that you are praying to God, give me a miracle, God has made you a miracle. So you need to begin to look at the things you have that seem limited. You need to be, look at them, you know. This thing is about to end. Tell that thing, I say, you know what? This thing
is my access to the supernatural miracle realm of God. And I'm going to be a miracle to somebody else. Amen. As God's hand touches it. Amen. That's how to begin to think that way. Don't fear. Don't fear. You know, fear comes when you have limits. When you have, when you don't have, you start to begin. How am I going to pay my bills? After I do this one now, then, even if I pay this one, how will I pay the rest? And then you start being afraid. You start being afraid. You start being afraid. Oh, how is that? No, don't fear. Go and do as you have said. But first of all, make me a small cake from it first. Make me, in other words, listen to this instruction from God. You do what I'm telling you. Do the, I receive an instruction from God. Now I'm passing the instruction I received from God. I'm passing it over to you. That you do what God told me. You do what God is saying. You do. Bring it to me first. But, and I will tell you. And then afterward, make sure for yourself. But let me tell you something. Verse 14. Let me see. Then he now spoke from that realm. He said, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be fished up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. In other words, there is going to be a supernatural supply from a realm beyond this realm that will keep that thing flowing until the day it is no longer needed. Guys, this is a real realm. This is what a real realm. I work in it. I've worked with limited things. Like limited things that, like this limited thing can never get this big thing done. But I took it and I combined it with an instruction of God. And that limited thing never ends. Real. There is a realm of supernatural supplies. Everybody say there's a realm of supernatural supplies. Verse 15. Let's read to verse 15 together. Everybody, want to go? Verse 15. So she went away and did according to the download from the realm. Amen. You know, sometimes the download comes through a prophet speaking to you. Sometimes the download comes to you directly, like it came to Elijah directly. Sometimes some people, somebody speaking to you, but that's how the download comes. So, you know, I've been in the spirit and I call some people and I give them a particular instruction. Maybe I sometimes I just call them and give them a particular, and they go ahead and do that, and it opens their life to a new realm. That's what Elijah was. Sometimes the instruction comes, you know, directly from God. Sometimes it comes from somebody touched and anointed by God, somebody who has received a word from the Lord. So she went away and did. She did. So I say she did. Say she did. Say she did. She didn't just think about it. She did, according to the word of Elijah. And she and her household ate for many days. Verse 16. Read it together with me. 1, 2. Let's go. The bin of flour was not used up. Nor did the jar of oil do what? According to what? The word of who? The word of who? Spoken by who? So sometimes the word of the Lord comes to you from men. Elijah chose. So the person who was supposed to be in need of a miracle became a miracle. Amen. Did you get that? But everything happened as a result of what? Instructions from God. Let me show you one more and then we'll end with that. Matthew chapter 14, verse 15. Matthew 14 and verse 15. Matthew 14 and verse 15. Do you know why Jesus Christ never had so much in his bank accounts? How many of you know that Jesus was one of the richest person that walked on the face of the earth, right? But you can't quantify, you can't say he was rich by saying he left behind this account. When he died, if you went to their account, there was nothing there. Amen. Right? He had some money that he gave to Judas, that he gave to the poor and all that. Right? But the Bible never said Jesus Christ accumulated money. No. He did not. But so, in that sense, Jesus was, like I say, Jesus became poor, because compared to his state in heaven, right, compared to where he was here, right, walking on the streets of gold, and so he became poor. But this is what I want you to say. But Jesus Christ, even though he never accumulated money or all that,
He knew something that most of the other people did not know then. Jesus Christ knew how to access this realm. So that whenever a need showed up, right? Whenever a need showed up, he could access that realm to meet that need instantly, right? Who needs money? You know, that was good. If the need requires money, right? That realm will provide the money. But sometimes this funnest part is to do it without money. Did you get that? Somebody, did you get that? The funnest part sometimes in working with God is to do those big things without money. By supernatural iteration of things. And then you just find out that a whole bunch of relationships align themselves. How many of you? Let me see, which one will you prefer? Will you prefer for the rest of your life to be working? Okay, let's say, to be working so that you can have all the money to be able to meet all your needs? Or will you prefer to live a life where when you get to, there are people lined up? Are you getting what I'm saying? There are people wherever, there are people lined up everywhere that when you have a particular need, you step into the place and then the supply is coming. How many of you like to live that realm? Did you get that? I'm not saying you're not going to have money. Money is great. Money is necessary. Money is good. I love it. You know, when I say I love it, not like I love it, like, you know, love of money. You know, see what I'm saying? It's good, right? You can use it to do good. Amen. That's what I mean. No, I'm not against it. But I'm telling that there's another realm. Someone said there's another realm. There's another realm where, you know, there's some things you receive. There's some things that happen that you say, it is not possible for money to do this. Even if you had $1 million, I can't do it. Amen. Can money buy you health? It might buy you health care, but not health. Can money buy you a lover? Yeah, money might buy you a girlfriend and several of them, but not love. Money can buy you a house, but not a home. You can even buy children with money if you have enough. Amen. But you can buy relationships. You can buy real things. Money can't do that. How many dollars did you think God to create the world? How many dollars did he use to create this whole world? And God went and said, can you check our accounts? Don't say the Lord to the angels, go and check our account. We need to create the heavens and the earth. And right now, you know, we have $10 billion there. And what can we do to increase it? You know, if we can just increase it, you know, then we'll be able to create the world. No, he did not create any of these things that you see with money. He created every of these things that you see with an invisible substance. And it is that invisible substance that I'm saying is available to you right now. He created it with this invisible substance that is available to you right now. That was what Jesus was operating with. It was evening. His disciples said to him, saying, this is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages to buy. Everybody said, buy. The disciples were thinking, buy. They were thinking what? 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 Whenever you talk about buying and selling, what are you talking about? This realm, right? Capitalism and, you know, and all that. You're thinking this realm, right? Buying, selling. Oh, when are you going to buy your house? I tell you, there's another realm. When you're buying your house, there's a realm called, I was giving a house. There's a realm called, I produced my house. Or God blessed me with a house. The reason why we want to buy, and then we are in, because we are thinking in that transactional, this transactional realm, this one, we're limited to it, amen. But there's a higher realm which Jesus came to show us. He said, this is a deserted place, the house is already raised, that they may go to the villages and buy themselves food. Buy. Okay, good. Verse 16. But Jesus said to them, they do not need, oh, I love Jesus. They do not need to go away to buy. You give them. Everybody say there's a realm of giving and there's a realm of buying. See, they were thinking that they need to buy, but Jesus was saying there's a realm when it is gifted. My wife is a witness. I walk in that realm of giftedness. I walk in it. That's why, listen, my major priority in life is not to earn. My major priority in life is to give. Because that's what opens the realm to you.
There's no nation that will get you. Pay attention. And I've tested it. There's no nation that will get you in this world that there will not be people waiting there for me, trying to find where am I going to stay? Where are you going to stay? And they will take care of me all through. I tested it when we went to Australia. We knew nobody in Australia. So we went there because it happens everywhere. So we knew nobody in Australia. So we got to the place. And then we're going on. So what's going to happen in this place? So we're in a meeting. And there was a lady sitting behind us. I don't know her from Adam or Eve. Amen. I've never met her. She was a white woman, you know, Australian. She just tapped my wife and I. She said, I like you guys. He said, where are you guys from? I said, we just came for the Hillsong Conference and all that. Okay. He said, I have a restaurant. That was, I own a restaurant. And, you know, it was an organic restaurant. I want you guys to come. And Mark and Ronti were there too. He said, I want four of you to come. Just come tomorrow. I just want you guys to eat. Just come out. So the next day,
what do you expect me to do?
I said, no, it's not a shit. You must let you enjoy the favor of God. When it comes, enjoy it, man. I mean, I was hungry, so, all right. So we got there. And then the next thing, they had prepared the entire restaurant. They created a section for us. Like, why is this person doing? They created a section for us. So they put us there, and then all the servers were coming. And they were bringing all the food they had in the restaurant in little bits and pieces. So I was just eating. I had organic pizza, organic cake, all kinds. But they were just bringing it to us, What is going on? And listen, I don't just see it. I see it everywhere. I went to East Africa. Some of you know, I went to East Africa. Do you know, guys? Do you know? When I went to East Africa, I went to East Africa with $300.
Ever say $300? Somebody said $300. I had $300 in my pocket when I entered the plane. And I was going to be going to Rwanda. You know?
But I know it! They said, Ryan, beyond $300! From the moment I landed to the time I left, if I got tired of being taken to restaurants. As in every day appointment. What's the appointment? I want you to go to. I tested almost all the restaurants in Uganda, about the big restaurants there. And then I moved to Kenya. Everywhere. I was just going. I was standing, I was eating food everywhere, money. By the time I was coming back better than I left. I had tested. And then at the same time, there was a person that followed me that I was sponsoring. I was sponsoring. What's that? Sponsoring. I'm sorry. All right. Sponsoring, yes, I was sponsoring him. As in India, this one is flight, you have to fly from this and that. And it was all flowing on the trip, just flowing. I've tested this so many times. This building project, I have those of you working with me, sometimes we arrive there and there's a need to do something. Either we meet somebody at Home Depot that is going to come, or somebody just comes and walks in with cash and says, take this $1,000. They say, we've been waiting for you. And then we go. That's the way it's been. Someone said there's a realm. Someone said there's a realm of supernatural supplies. You must learn to access it. Somebody said, I must learn to access it. They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Verse 17. Give them. And they said to him, you see, we have only here 5 loaves and 2 fish. Did you notice that with the widow and with this people, anytime when it in all these 2 miracles, the people they didn't count what they had as important. The lady said, I only have this food, and when I eat it, my family, all of us are gonna die. This one said, we only, you see the word only there. The other widow that was in debt said, what do you have in your house? I only have 1 jar of oil. See, those things that you have, that you are calling only, they are your candidate for supernatural increase. Whenever you get to, I only have this, then get excited, amen. Because then you are qualified for supernatural increase. Bring them here to me. That's the person who knows what to do. Bring them here to me. Then he commanded the multitude to sit down. on the grass. I don't have time to teach this. I don't have time to do, but this is one of the greatest financial teachings, or, you know, not just financial, managing anything in life, teaching there. In other words, when you face a need and you see limited resources, the first place you go, first of all, you go to him, right? Then the second thing is you begin to organize the needs. You organize the needs. Someone say, organize the needs. In other words, he commanded the man to sit down. Sometimes you need to tell your creditors, sit down. Come now. Sit. Someone say, sit. No, that way, you know, you see, when you sit, that means you have left the place of agitation. You know the way all those things, they, hey, repair me, car. Car say, repair me. I was, hey, and everyone, all of you, calm down, sit down. Sit down. Nothing's going to happen to you. Amen. If that car doesn't get fixed today, first of all, calm down. Amen. Someone say, calm down. Talk to your neighbor, say, calm every one of those needs down. Anybody that is calling you and disturbing you, tell them, calm down. Sit down. Sit down. Then after you've caught, you've told them to sit down. Amen. Then the next thing is, take what you have and look up. To where? The higher dimension. Look up to where? Don't look down. Look up to what? Why will he look up? Because he knows that there is a substance, the same substance that created the world, from that dimension that is accessible in this realm. Amen. He said he looked up to Uranus. Uranus, heaven. Uranus, sorry. To heaven. He blessed. In other words, this. You see that substance, the blessing? He blessed what he had by speaking to it. He blessed what he had by thanking for it. Are you following me? He blessed what he had by appreciating God for it. He blessed what he had. He no longer, he didn't say it is only, like the other people were saying, it is only five. He took it and said, wow, five, that's great. Are you following me? Change from only. God forbid that I would ever say only. Man, everything that I have in my life right now, no matter how they look, they are gorgeous. My car, amazing. Come on, say amazing. I love it. I look at my house and I say, wow, beautiful. To you, it may not be beautiful. I don't know. But to me, it is what? He said, the only thing I have is just one suit. And no, once you still call it only, you are limiting it. Take that suit, shake it like this and say, hey, hallelujah. Amen. Shake it. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. Thank God for what you are calling only. Jesus took the five and he began to thank God and bless God for the five. He began to bless God for it. That is how you bless. That is how you access that realm. That's how you access that realm. Look up to heaven and begin to bless God for what you have. And then pay attention. Are you following me? So you look up. You don't commonize what you have anymore. You thank God for what you have, even though to other people it seems limited. Then you begin to thank God. And the next thing, after you have organized it today, the next thing is take that little. What looks little? Find the nearest need. Someone say the nearest need. Or the need that is shouting the most. Even though it might not be enough for that need, take that and start putting into that. Before you finish that, put it into that nearest need. In this process, it will, by the next time you know, when you do that, you set something in motion that enforces that another one is going to come. Then you put it again in the nearest one. You keep on doing that until you discover that you started with nothing, but you have accomplished great things. He blessed and then broke. The word there is broke. Always say broke. I mean, those of you that work with me, you know I break things a lot, right? Or you know, people that contract us. How much is it? $10,000. Okay, I'll pay you $500. And then I'll pay you another $1,000. So by the time the $500 goes, right? before the time the 1,000 has come and the next one has come, you break your project into pieces. You break it into pieces and do what you can do now. You break the big things into pieces. Do what you can do now. Break the years into pieces. Focus on what you can do right now. Break your life into pieces. Focus on what you can do right now. Break it into pieces. When you finish with one, before you finish, there will be another one. So I can just imagine the disciples. They break the bread and they take it to the first person sitting down. And the disciple looks in his hand again and says, the bread that I broke is still remaining. Then broke it to the next one. It's still remaining. Broke it for the next one. It's still there. And kept on breaking until everybody was sad. And after it is sad, there were left over us. He gave the loaves to the disciples. The disciples gave it to the multitudes. And what happened? It says, the last verse there. What does it say? Last verse, verse 19. So they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. So this supernatural world, when you apply it to this thing by following this principle, you will always end up with baskets remaining. Even though you started from nothing, you will always end up with more remaining. But the process is, bless what you have, look into that realm, rejoice with what you have, and start breaking it into the things you face, and the supernatural force will start going into operation to make sure that everything is filled and there's left over after it. How many of you get it? Did you get it? Why don't you stand up on your feet here right now? Did you get it? Alright, stand up on your feet and I want you to repeat after me. In fact, I want you to repeat it to your neighbor, because I want, you are going to help me summarize what I spoke about today. Pick a neighbor, please. Pick a neighbor. Pick a very attentive neighbor. Remember, if your neighbor is not blessing or speaking, that's not the place you need to be. You need to change. You need to go to another place. Amen. So if your neighbor is not responsive, just speak another neighbor quickly. Now look at your neighbor right in the eye. Look at him right, right in the eye. And say after me. Say after me. Say, as a child of God, you are part of the supernatural world. You live in two worlds at the same time. That world and this world. With your physical senses, you navigate this world. But with your spiritual senses, you navigate the other world. This world, physical world, is a world of limits, sometimes lack. But the other world is a world of unlimited abundance. There is nothing missing, broken, lacking in that place. The dreams you have are signals from that realm of your capabilities. The desires you have is God invading this realm to tell you what He has deposited for you there. So when you receive big dreams or have big desires, don't say it is impossible, because the reason why you have it is because it is possible in the first place. It can never enter your heart if it is not possible. It is coming from God. So take your eyes off what you can see now. Take your eyes off the limitations of this physical realm. Now open your eyes and look into the realm of God. Look into the unlimited supplies of God and begin to engage in spiritual substance that created this world. The spiritual substance of ideas, of concepts, of insight, of supernatural energy, of instructions, of power, of favor. Begin to look in that realm. Anytime you receive a desire from that realm, write it down. Anytime you receive an idea from that realm, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. When you write it down, you make it concrete in this realm. When you write it down, you begin the process of transferring it into this world. Write it out. Destroy it. See it. See it. Now, look around you at what you have. Don't say anything is little. Don't say, I just have this. I only have this. I don't have this. It's not enough. Only this. Only that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Instead, take that thing that looks small. Begin to rejoice in God. Begin to thank God for it. Say, I love you. I appreciate you for being in my life. And I thank God for bringing you to me. I know that you are a seed. And inside the seed is everything. Inside the seed is a forest. So I appreciate you as my seed. And I appreciate you as God's seed to me. Now take that seed, plant it, use it, break it, use it for the nearest need. Use it for the nearest need. Don't bother about the rest. Don't focus on what is not paid. Focus on what you can do. Do what you can do. Take your eyes on what you cannot do. Because as you do that, before you finish, more will come to in the house. More will be given. And abundance will be given. So use what you have with joy. And God will multiply it. And with those little things, you will do mighty things. Because the power of heaven is working upon you. Why don't you lift your hands and begin to appreciate God?
Thanks again for joining us. Remember James 1:22, which urges us to not only be hearers, but also doers of the word. This message and more can be found on the web at www.thecitylight.org.